Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And it's awesome being here. Honestly, it's a gift from the Almighty that we can communicate with each other this way, and we have not been shut down. Super Don makes it happen. He does miraculous things behind the scenes. And then there are folks, you don't hear from them every day, but they're with us in spirit every day. And one of those guys is Casey Krejci from Living Fuel. And love him like a brother. He is, and his family is so wonderful. I just think about you a lot, and we have a lot of folks out there, Casey, that say, hey, we want to hear more about Living Fuel, so we're going to do that this hour as well. But I didn't know this when we talked before getting on the air today, that you were actually up in D.C. hanging out with the same crew of doctors that have now created an internet worldwide sensation.
Well, I wasn't actually in D.C. I was on Zoom with them.
Okay. You were interacting. In other words, you were connected through this.
It's a blessing to me. The way I was distracted just for a moment because I was just making sure you and Super Don got refueled. That's why I was distracted for just a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, we had a lovely – we're working with a coalition of doctors to what we call is we're developing a pipeline of pandemic preparedness protocols.
And it's like great alliterations.
See if we can get enough P's in there. So we asked them to please sign our petition for a pipeline of pandemic preparedness protocols. And so that's what we've been working on. We literally started out with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, plus optional azithromycin. Mm-hmm. And literally that we got it into the White House more than a week ago. And now this thing is unfolding because of the it's really the Patriots who are doing that. What's her name? Jenny Beth from the Patriots.
Okay. So is she coordinated? Did the Tea Party Patriots coordinate that meeting of the doctors?
They sure did. Yep.
Very impressive. And in front of the Supreme Court of all places, fascinating, where justice is supposed to happen. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but certainly they were delivering justice.
And, they were.
Dr. Emanuel was amazing.
Yeah, I was on with her last night afterwards, and that's also a preacher. She's a preacher. We might not have guessed, right?
Yeah.
But she's a one-woman wrecking ball when it comes to the three-letter agencies in D.C. because she was just spouting truth at a really powerful pace yesterday.
I was thinking, I mean, what a beautiful package God created in her. Because at this time, to attack a woman of color from Africa, now an American, also a medical doctor, physician, license, etc., who has got the you-know-what to speak out truthfully, honestly, openly, and protecting her patients, caring for her patients, not wanting to kill or harm her patients, trying to save them, and having the success in this case, as she's claimed, 350 patients, 100% survival rate, including those with multiple comorbidities, maybe obesity, diabetes, and the elderly, including someone in their 80s and even 90s.
And her story is not rare, which is the thing. You know, even in real difficult situations, they're reducing their mortality rate by two-thirds or three-quarters by using this protocol. And so when you look at it, you start looking at what are they doing out there. This whole thing about go get your test and wait for symptoms to build is a death sentence. I mean, literally, it's asinine. When you know there's some prophylactic capability of hydroxychloroquine, but I always want to make sure that I'm saying hydroxychloroquine is not the special sauce here. The special sauce is zinc. Mm-hmm. And zinc because of hydroxychloroquine, which is an ionosphere, or what's these?
Well, it opens up the cells for entry into the
ionosphere. Goodness gracious! What my point is, that it powerfully pushes zinc into the cell.
Correct. Okay, and that's the accelerator,
which is the powerful thing. So when a zinc gets into the cell, what happens? The cellular replication process is shut down, and that's the whole magic to that. And it works again and again and again and again.
And Casey, you and I both know there are many ways to get people healthy again that don't even involve drugs like this or even zinc. We talk about selenium, our favorite mineral here, and so many studies showing its ability to stop viruses from replicating, if we're even concerned that a virus is the cause of this. And so there are, in fact, many perspectives and positions on what's happened here, why people have been harmed, injured, killed even. And I would argue that there's not evidence of one death due to COVID. At best, they can claim somebody may have died with it.
Yeah, so there's three things we deal with in COVID that I want to point out and make sure people pay attention to. Is that one is more of an acute respiratory distress syndrome. Basically, people are suffocating. That's the net of it. The second piece is the cytokine storm, which we've talked about before, mm-hmm. where you have an overdone immune response, which causes, basically get flooded out in the lungs and it causes a problem. And so the cytokine storm, there's a lot of ways to block that. I mean, vitamin D, vitamin C, all the ones that you're talking about, literally modulate the cytokine storm. So that's an important piece of that. But there's also medicines to do that. So one of the protocols that we put forth uses IV corticosteroids to quench the cytokine storm. And then there's another one, which we've talked about, from Texas, that Burkett, that is doing it with, inhaled budesonide.
Right.
And so that's the cytokine storm aspect of it. And then the third piece of it is the hypercoagulation in the lung. Mm-hmm. And hypercoagulation in the lung is more like treating cyanide poisoning or a venomous.
Oop, we just lost Casey. I just lost everybody. Well, that's bizarre. All right, we'll come back to Casey. We'll get Super Don in the mix here. Let me see you disconnect and reconnect. Make sure. Sorry, Casey, we just lost you for a second. And Super Don, something glitch in the matrix, but you're back.
They try to put people in ICU on a respirator, but that is really the wrong approach altogether, period.
Right.
And that just means that things have gone the wrong direction too long, and that doesn't usually end well.
No, and I say those doctors, even if they meant well, have not done well by their patients, and they've contributed to a massive amount of death in those that went into ICU and were put on ventilators. Also, I acknowledge and recognize, as I said, many different viewpoints on what this so-called pandemic is, and acknowledge that these doctors are doing good work that we've highlighted today. At the same time, I have different protocols as well that would not require even those drugs. This does not mean I'm mad at these doctors or I don't like these. No, I appreciate that they are actually doing right by their patients, because let's be honest, Casey, as much as we are holistic here and you are as well, maybe the majority of the Western world looks to doctors as their saving grace. And I think there's a place for that in acute interventions and triage and accident scenarios. But outside of that, even these doctors are integrating some form of nutrition, like zinc, and recognizing that minerals play a huge role here, as we've talked about selenium. But the go ahead.
No, isn't that really fascinating that now we've come all the way back around? And maybe you can help me remember this. I was asking a doctor that a couple of days ago. Has there ever been a situation where there was a pandemic where clinical nutrition was part of the answer? I don't think there has been. I mean, it's always part of the answer, but I'm saying
medical circles, right. No, I mean, if we go back into the naturopathic and homeopathic circles in the early 20th century, we certainly can see in reports within medical journals about nutrition and homeopathy playing a huge role in prevention, reversing, and mitigating these circumstances. So it's not that it doesn't exist, but they erase history. And they write it to suit their desires to what? Imprison us with vaccines and pharmaceuticals. And interestingly enough, as I pointed out in the first hour, what Dr. Manuel has revealed is that there's no basis on which any money should be thrown into a vaccine for COVID-19. If you've got 100% success rate in treating patients, what's the point of a vaccine? You've got a fully treatable infection, if you want to call it that. You don't need a vaccine. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I would say that, go back to March. You recall I wrote that article in March about, first of all, I said fear is the power of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And it's proven to be the case. And the other things that I talked about was, listen, you can't be nutrition deficient in any area and not be more vulnerable. I mean, your immunity matters. If you're high in sugar and eat the American diet, you're going to be more vulnerable, more susceptible to this. If you're on certain medications, you're going to be more susceptible. So you still, this is all these months later, we don't hear a thing from the government about, oh yeah, be sure to not eat sugar if you're in a vulnerable situation, or if you're a frontline worker, take vitamin C and zinc. If you're a frontline worker, you don't hear any of that stuff. So what's interesting is that I've been working with a few doctors to pull the things you and I would pull out of the cupboard, if someone was sick, and say, take this, and get them to write a medical study on those things. So there's about 5 or 6 or 7 parameters, that include the ones you're talking about that has been written by very credible doctors and is going to be published in a journal in the next couple of days. And as soon as it is, then you can promote it all you like, and people need to see that, because this is ideal for prevention or for frontline workers or professional sports people. Or if your church isn't open yet, you can say, hey, they tell you to wear a mask, but no one's told you to take vitamin C. What is wrong with this picture? You know, so I'm saying that they can give you this protocol from a medical journal and say, go out and buy all these things and take them, and your chances of needing further intervention is very low if you get it early. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go to church, take this stuff as a preventative measure on a regular basis, like you and I do anyway, and go to church and open your church. If somebody gets sick, go see one of your docs who has the protocols on how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you are not risking death by coming together and worshiping and praising and loving and uplifting one another. That is not a death-inducing event. And as much as they're trying to convince everybody through what? Fear. And that's the Luciferian agenda, to divide us permanently, mask us permanently, muzzle us permanently. That's not working. We don't play that game here. Casey, also, we talked to Ty, hadn't had Charlene yet on, but they were working on that medical super PAC. And I'm sure that you know some things about that in D.C., and perhaps the information that is getting all the way up to the Trump administration, and perhaps President Trump himself. Is there any insight you can give about that development?
Yeah, what's interesting is that they're doing some great stuff with that. And one of the things they're doing is they're hosting the petitions for these protocols. So the two protocols we have up there, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and zithromycin, in the proper amounts. We've interviewed the doctors. We've done all the research of the actual medical studies that have been done. We put the medical studies in it, so it's validated, so that what has been done before, which was done by good medicine, good thinking in medicine, is now validated in the research around the world. So we've presented that, and then we presented the second protocol, which is called Math Plus Protocol, which is a group of docs, a group of emergency medical board certified emergency medical docs who came up with a protocol for inpatients. So the first one was outpatient. The sooner you could treat someone, the better off they are. And then the second piece is the outpatient protocol, or inpatient protocol, where you go to the emergency room. It will put you on IV vitamin C. I'm telling you, this is America. Yes, IV vitamin C.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And put you on IV steroids, corticosteroids, and then heparin. And what is that? The corticosteroids, cytokine storm. Heparin, the hypercoagulation. Vitamin C, everything else. And then they add to that thiamine, mm-hmm. and they add some other, like vitamin D and vitamin C and stuff like that as optional. But they are having tremendous success. They have reduced the death rate in the hospitals that they are seeing COVID patients coming to the hospital, which was a 24% death rate. They're now seeing as low as 4 to 6% using this protocol. So we put both these protocols out there. They're on the Medical Freedom Super PAC petitions. And you see these two where we're asking doctors to come in and join us, stand with these protocols so that the government and the governors and the president will have the basis to stand up and say, open up this country. Because this is no longer by definition a pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, if we started now and you had these numbers, you wouldn't have a pandemic.
Not at all.
You just have fear based on the beginning of it. So, yes, they are hosting those, and they have a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of great connections.
Well, we've got the links up, and Superdon, if you can add this one into the mix that Casey just mentioned, I'm going to drop it into you. That's the Medical Freedom Super PAC and the direct link to the petitions. I'm going to drop that in right there. I'm showing
every doctor. I encourage every doctor that just listens to this show and everybody who knows a doctor, say, doctors, we need you to stand with these protocols so that government can take action without being vilified by the press and all these three-letter agencies.
Casey, I can hear some of my hardcore viewers, listeners, maybe they're a little less tolerant of doctors, and there's reason for that in some cases. But these folks that are signing on to this are at least attempting to do much better work than what they've been trained to do in many cases, recognizing what's really happening as opposed to what they say is happening. and you know, modify the immune response. Now, suppression techniques through steroid use, I'm not a big fan of it, but I understand exactly why they're doing it. We just happen to have different ways to address the same thing. And I think we can all get along and recognize there are a lot of different lanes to recovery. But I acknowledge, Casey, that the vast majority of people still out there really have put their faith in doctors, however misplaced it may be. And if we ignore that and just say, well, it's not worth our time to help them, to help patients, then how honoring are we of life itself? Do we just say we only want to help some lives and not those lives, but these lives? No, that's not what we're doing here.
You know, we have had in our careers in alternative and integrative medicine, we've had so many battles with conventional medicine docs. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's the time where first time I've really seen a coming together of allopathic docs and integrative docs and alternative docs. I've seen it coming together like I've never seen before because they really do care about their patients and they really know what they've been fed is not good. And so, you know me, I really haven't had a drug in, I don't know, 40 years or more. Mm-hmm. And I'm not for drugs because there's almost always a better way. And the only reason that we chose these two protocols is, number one, it's the most internationally recognized protocol. And number two, there's the most evidence so that you can protect yourself against a hostile media. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we gave
them a medical board. Yeah.
Oh, medical boards. Oh my gosh, yes. So that's why we gave them to them first, and mm-hmm. and so
exactly.
So that's the whole.
But it's a big picture thing, Casey. That we have to see, not lose the sight of the forest through the trees, etc. Recognize it's not just us. We're trying to help. We're trying to help everybody. And this is one of the ways to do that. And I believe by doing this, by working together with doctors, they're going to keep coming closer and closer to where we've been for decades, and recognize that if they acknowledge zinc, well, all right, what's next? Let's look in the medical literature on selenium.
Right.
Wow, selenium. Look at that. We've been talking about it for years. And so it's a progression from pharmaceutical horse blinders to, my gosh, there's a lot more out there. And this is the starting point. This is the doorway or pathway opening up to get these docs on board, those that are standing up for what is right, in spite of the threats to their career. And that was, again, some of the videos that we played in the first hour, calling docs out to do the right thing here.
Well, you know, I think you're exactly correct, but I'm so excited because doctors now are looking for that. When we say you need to take vitamin D also in addition to your protocol, or you need to take probiotics if you're taking Z-Pak, they're starting to listen. And that's why I think, you know, how many times have we had drugs that are so dangerous, a vaccine or a drug that's so dangerous, we couldn't even begin to tell anybody they should take it. But now you got something like hydroxychloroquine is 70 years old. The safety profile is pretty extraordinary. You know, and you look at things like budesimide, inhaled budesimide. I mean, that they use that on neonates at 1 milligram, which is the same adult dosage. So I can be okay with a 5-day course of meds for people when we know how to help them recover from the med. It's those meds that you can't recover from that we have to stand against, like a rushed to market vaccine. It's not, we're for vaccine safety.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Isaias could dump more than 6 inches of rain along the coast of Florida. Robbie Bird from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Do you think Isaias is going to maintain tropical storm strength for the next several days? In fact, even once the storm gets up close to New England, we think it'll still be producing tropical storm winds even up in that area.
The storm is predicted to make landfall on Monday in the Carolinas. There was a long meeting on Capitol Hill over coronavirus relief legislation. Lawmakers say there's still a long way to go before they reach a deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva said that he has tested positive for COVID-19. On Tuesday, Grijalva had been in a Natural Resources Committee hearing with Congressman Louie Gohmert, who tested positive earlier this week. Gohmert was seen at times in close proximity to Grijalva, not wearing a mask. Grijalva said in his statement, numerous congressmen are not taking enough precautions against COVID-19. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger said she tested positive for COVID-19 after sitting next to Gohmert on a flight from Texas on Sunday evening. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tweeted that he had dinner with Gohmert on Monday, and though he feels fine, he's going to self-quarantine for 14 days. The military is calling off the search for 7 Marines and a sailor who went missing during a training accident off the coast of California. One Marine was reported dead and 2 others were injured. 5 people made it back to the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, we've never seen really such a thing, but we're for vaccine safety. So test it, and when you get it right, then let's give it around.
And it will be rooted in bringing it out in freedom, not coercion, not compulsion, not mandates. If there are people that want to do it, why would we stand in our way? I look at it this way, Casey, and I always like to take it to the spiritual, and I know you do too. If God gave me the freedom to make these choices, why would I deny those choices from anyone else? Now, I will still try to educate. I will be very direct on what I know and have learned to try and protect people from going down a harmful road. But if they feel like they need to go down that road, if I block their way, that's a violation of the freedom that God gave them.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's a nuance, but a very important one that not everybody gets when we talk about it this way.
But I got to tell you the story, and we got to be really, really sane or sober when we talk to people. When they were doing this, still this trial on the current vaccine that they're working on, they had this one guy, he thought it was his duty as an American to volunteer for the trial. And they put him in the high dose trial. And they gave him the high dose, and they said, okay, so if you feel bad or anything, just come, if you need to, you can meet us at this clinic that's, 5 miles from your house or whatever, and we'll meet you there. So about 3 o'clock in the morning, the guy was almost dying, from the dose. Mm-hmm. And they took him to this clinic, and the doctors met him in hazmat suits. Okay. What does that tell you about what kind of shedding is going on for these people doing these trials?
Mm-hmm.
Doctors met him in, not masks, not little masks. They met him in hazmat suits. And this is a fact.
Yeah. Well, these are the stories that need to be told, folks. And recognizing we don't suffer from vaccine or drug deficiencies of any kind, yet at the same time, we support your freedom. If you want to choose a path for your recovery or your maintenance or your treatment, I'm all about the freedom. And if I ever fall down on that Superdon, well, he has permission to slap me around. It's like, whoa, where's the freedom, right? Because that's what this is all about. And also the freedom to know about Living Fuel, Superdon. You said that we've been getting a lot of requests. It's like, we need somebody on here to answer questions. You guys play that.
That just tells you how long it's been since we've had Casey on the show.
But the thing is, we've got Living Fuel commercials playing every day, so everybody's learning about it every day.
Really?
Right.
But we love you, Casey. We appreciate you. So people are getting the word, and they're going in and getting it, but they don't have anybody to answer questions. I can answer some, but... Casey, there are others coming through. So I've got, obviously, your website is linked up. We got a banner up for you as well. And it goes right to livingfuel.com. And there are videos to watch. And you will see. I mean, it's like, man, this is the stuff. We put it in our daily shaky cups or smoothies. And so much so that both Super Don and I have just exhausted our supply. And
it's on its way. It's on its way, bro.
We are so grateful for Casey keeping our families fit and nutrified. So... Casey, are there any updates, new things, or basics that people may not know about what Living Fuel is? I think this is an opportunity that, since you're here, I have to ask.
All right. Well, I love that question. Most people that take Living Fuel have no idea how sophisticated and how much they're doing for their body. They have no idea. They just know, I feel great, and I have to tell somebody. That's how our company has grown now for these 18 years. So Living Fuel is the most nutritious food that exists. It has all the things that your body needs to thrive. And so when you know you can't just be, have a lot of vitamins and not enough minerals, and you can't have minerals and no amino acids and no fatty acids and polyphenolic compounds and antioxidants and so on, and also that antioxidants are a complex beast, as we've talked about so many times before, that there are at least 6 major classes of antioxidants. And if you take like a vitamin C, you're only getting 1 to 2 of those classes quenched, so that there's more required in your nutrition. That's why we call it superfood nutrition. You combine all these nutrients together with all these foods, and then it covers all the bases. So you have hydroxyl, peroxyl, peroxynitrite, superoxide anum, singlet oxygen, You got hypochlorite.
Okay.
Okay. And I missed one, but anyway.
Well, dude, there's so much in it. I don't know how you remember it ever.
I need some more of it because my brain didn't work. It skipped one of the main. The point is, if you have holes in your boat and you're rowing out there, and you only know about 2 of them, you got them plugged. You got 4 holes that are leaking, and you don't even know what's going on. So basically, that is hyperaging, enhancing disease. Or speeding disease. It's all kinds of things that are coming against you stress-wise and so on. So if you have to have a right full-spectrum nutrition in order to be as healthy as you can be, your body's designed to do amazing things. Without things that are called essential, it cannot do those amazing things. So Living Fuel is the source of the essentials.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Super Don, I want to bring you in because I know you got questions coming in for Casey. But Casey, what is it you're wearing on your wrist that's making all that clatter? What is that? There's something that's clattering. I thought it was like a bracelet or something that's clanking on everything. So
is this?
Maybe a little bit of that. That's it. I thought you had like a friendship bracelet from your kids or something.
No. No.
No. seashells or something.
Yeah. Singlet oxygen. I was not going to be okay until I found that.
Good job.
Singlet oxygen.
So, Super Don, what kind of questions are coming in for Casey?
We got one question coming in here asking about living fuel, whether it's keto friendly or not.
It is keto friendly. So remember, keto is the carb amount of the food, right? Mm-hmm. So living fuel, if you take the total carbs minus fiber, minus sugar alcohol, and then you have your net carbs. So the net carbs of all fuel are keto friendly. And if you can add MCTs or avocado, things like that, it takes it to another level keto-wise. So, yes, it works in any keto diet.
Well done. Well done. All right. So Christine's commenting, day three of Living Fuel, I feel great. You'll continue to feel greater the more you get it in you. So that's part of the re-nutrification of the body through food. So well done, Christine.
You got to be nutrified. And that's one of the things that people don't get, is you cannot skip out on essential vitamins, essential minerals, essential amino acids, essential fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And everybody listening here, well, not your audience, but most audiences, you know, they're deficient in potassium. That would be a big one. Potassium is a big one. People don't realize it, but if you take a potassium pill, it's usually 99 milligrams. What's your daily requirement? 4,700 milligrams. When I always give talks, I say, hey, what's a great potassium food? And the audience is now raising their hand saying, bananas. Well, I say, have you had your 15 bananas today? No. If you have, you're probably going to have a sugar coma. So the point is, that's not a good source of potassium. Mm-hmm. Potassium is hard to get. That's why Living Fuel is the highest potassium food that exists, followed not too closely by avocado. A whole avocado is 950. Living Fuel is 1,400. Mm-hmm. So when you think about the power of that one nutrient to change people's blood pressure and the way they feel and the way they're, remember the sodium potassium pump is a really important thing. The sodium potassium pump is the tension of two electric currents that are involved in the energetic system and involved in the very beat of the heart. The heart beats by the sodium potassium pump. Well, you're supposed to have 2,500 milligrams a day of sodium and almost 5,000 of potassium. Therefore, you have this tension based on that. But unfortunately, most people have 1,000 milligrams of potassium and 35 milligrams of sodium. So you literally invert the sodium potassium pump, and you wonder why you have arrhythmias. You wonder why you have blood pressure problems. You wonder why you don't feel good, because that's also the process that food is in and out of the cell and the energetic system of making ATP and so on. That's one example. We can sit here and name a dozen examples of nutrients that people are deficient in, and you cannot run optimally if you're deficient in things that are essential.
I saw a question somebody was asking about, are the Living Fuel products dairy-free?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Dairy-free, soy-free, grain-free, I mean, it's just gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the big question, and this is personal preference, y'all, it always is the case, taste-wise, you know, can you use it with water? Do you mix it with stuff? Everybody's got an option on that. I like the Super Berry. That's my personal favorite. Some people like the greens. You know how it is. You try to please the palate of the average American unless you throw a zillion grams of sugar in it. We're not going that way. You're going to have to figure out, you know, what you want it with, different milks or others. We get raw milk from real grass-fed cows here. We can get that.
You have real cows there?
Yeah, believe it or not, and they eat grass,
wow.
And they provide milk, and we can actually not have to pasteurize it, and it's awesome. So that's another option.
It's like a creamsicle there. That's beautiful.
Totally.
We like coconut milk, mm-hmm. Or a lot of people like almond milk as their base. But I would say start with the Super Berry and graduate to greens. Mm-hmm. I mean, tastes are a learned experience. And people talk about, oh, I don't like the way this tastes, or I don't like the way that tastes. My guess is that the reason they're in their health they're in right now is because their taste runs their nutrition.
It corrupted their taste buds by growing up in America like I did. I had to really retrain them to like, you know, I'm out there in the garden pulling out kale, just eating it right from the garden. People are like, kale, that's gross. It's like, no, you train your buds, man. And then, of course, the little broccolis, I'm just grabbing whatever's growing in there. My wife's in the garden grabbing a tomato, popping it right in her mouth. It's awesome.
So you are well trained, sir. All of us need to do that.
We're so far removed from it because I was a city slicker. I read about farms. I didn't really know what they were. You'll be happy to know, and Casey, you'll be happy to know that according to CNN Health article, vaccines are remarkably safe. Remarkably safe. I don't know how they define the term remarkably, much less safe. But a new review finds it, and you'll never believe the reason they say they're remarkably safe.
Oh, hit me.
Yeah, all right. It's because of vaccine label changes. That's right. The vaccine label changes have made vaccines even safer than they were before and remain remarkably safe, an Israeli-based research firm reported on Monday.
So, oh, I understand. I understand that.
They changed the label, and it miraculously makes the vaccine safe. What is
that? Because now people understand more about what they're getting into before they're mandated the shot.
You know what? It's shocking how bald-faced they lie to us about these things. In the article, I'm going to show everybody on screen. These data, they say, highlight the robustness of the vaccine approval and post-marketing surveillance processes and confirm population vaccination as a major public health strategy. Of course it is. I mean, public health is a legal fiction. It's rooted in collectivism, socialism, and communism in a medical sense, and it has cares not for the individual. And even the WHO, we covered this, is very concerned because doctors themselves, the deliverers of vaccines, are questioning the safety and efficacy of these very vaccines. But if they just change the labels, all will be right with the world.
You know, my big problem there is that people will race a vaccine to market mm-hmm. without safety tests and claim it's safe and effective. I don't understand.
Yeah, if you don't test against inert placebo, how can you claim it to be tested for safety? If you test it against another vaccine with similar or the same adjuvants that are known to cause adverse reactions, you could reduce the overall adverse reactions beyond what they claim to be normal. And so they say it's not statistically, oh, it's safe. So this is the kind of science we're dealing with. It's very selective. It's partial. It's not engaged with integrity.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
We're here for you. We're here for you when you need our help, and that's that. I hope that's clear by now.
Oh, absolutely, super clear, super clear. You know, you're living the scripture that comes to mind says that people become overcomers by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Mm. So you're telling your testimony, people connect with that. And they get hope, and then they overcome as well. It's a beautiful thing. That's the whole reason I'm in business.
Yeah, and that's the point of your life becomes the living testimony where you don't even have to say anything because people will observe you and say, well, how does he live his life? Because there's enough hypocrisy to go around out there, right? People that say one thing and do another. And, you know, I do my level best to be as consistent as possible and admit if I've fallen down, like, dude, I went to the fast food. No, I didn't. But if I did, I'd say it. Like, dude, and I really paid for it. The point is, you know, this show is all about living through these experiences and teaching through these experiences so others don't have to suffer in a similar way. If they do, I'm not going to stand in their way, but I'm also here for you when you realize, oh my gosh, did I choose poorly and now I'm hurting? Do you got anything to help? Sure, we got some things to help.
We got some things.
Including Living Fuel. So.
Including Living Fuel. You know, it's funny because you talked about those fast food restaurants. My sons, as you know, the older ones are in the mid-20s, and that's, I always say they've never been to McDonald's, and they have to correct me. They said, oh, yeah, no, we use their bathroom. It's really clean.
Give them props for the cleanliness there, right?
And, yes.
And, you know, one more question. We didn't talk about this today with you, Casey, but I'm curious about the masking issue, right? I refuse to be masked. I've talked about it in terms of health issues, ADA issues, even HIPAA privacy issues, but more people are now coming out and acknowledging there are spiritual and religious issues involved with masking or muzzling or reducing the flow of air and oxygen or prana or life force or vital force, whatever you want to call it. Have you encountered anything in terms of the ability to stand up for your right to breathe?
Oh my gosh, you know, my wife basically got attacked in the post office the other day for not having a mask. And I basically say to my family, keep a bandana in your pocket. It is at least 3% effective, so at least you'll get some benefit there if you have to walk from the front door of a restaurant to the table to take it back off. I mean, this makes all the sense in the world. Use a mask for your own, to accomplish your own objectives. Don't just be ruled by people for masks. Masks don't work. Let's face it. It's using a chain link fence to stop a bumblebee. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's not helping anybody. And then everybody else, it can ends up being, basically I say, my mask is your Xanax. It's like, wait a minute. The other thing
that's
I say
a great
is
line.
This quote I heard, it says, listen, if my not wearing a mask makes your mask ineffective, then feel free to wrap my mask around your mask and everything's good.
You can double mask. I love that. Double mask. Don, that's brilliant.
But I posted some things on my blog, science about masks. If you look at how low the effectivity of a mask is, it is totally an absolute joke. It's basically your mask is my Xanax. That's really the net of it.
Wow. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that. So, folks, I still want to hear more of your stories out there. If you're dealing with the masking issue, interacting, trying to uplift people and absolve or let's say reduce or eliminate their fear through the things that you're teaching them. Also, we love getting your awesome garden pictures. We're asking people to send in stuff that they're growing to help show people that even if you don't have the greenest of green thumbs, you can still grow something, and that every bit that you grow is like printing money, right? And if it's not for you, then it can help others that genuinely need good, fresh, local, organic, non-GMO food. What is that?
Can you see that? Can you see that? They told me I had to have a face covered in public. You see that?
That's what you were wearing?
I thought I was a terrorist. I just put a bandana on top
There's
of my head.
There's a way to create even more fear. Yeah, that's the irony,
hey,
too.
Here's my favorite mask. People love this when I wear this places. Can you see it? Sorry.
There, I can see it now. There you go. I love that mask. That's a Lone Ranger type mask.
It's really, and it meets most of the requirements of the laws of face covering.
Covering my face.
And it's just as effective.
That's great. You know, how long has it been before, if you wore a mask into a store, you were regarded as a potential criminal or thief? Now, if you don't, you're regarded as a professional. Look, you see his face. Get him. What is
hey,
that?
Hey, I got another thing. You know, in Florida, if you have a concealed carry license, you're not allowed to wear a mask, even if the mask is mandated.
Wow. That's interesting. So,
what do you do with that?
Right? How do you reveal that? Look, we got to get you back on. There's so much more to talk about, man. It was great. A great reunion with our buddy Casey Krejci from Living Fuel. Go back and listen. Share the show. Thank you for doing the Facebook Live watch parties and YouTube thumbs up and everything. And if we get censored, again, come to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. It helps us to keep you connected to this information and the great products and services that empower you to get well and stay well. Because, as you know, the God's honest truth, Casey Krejci, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.